Afraid, because he feels like he is the outcast of the society. He is isolated. So why should he do anything? Nobody loves him. But if you approach him in a nice way, try to show him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and you can do better and you do it this way or this way, he will accept from you. In another hadith, one of the companions, whose name was Abdullah, as reported by Imam al-Bukhari, was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again for drinking. And he was lashed. One of the companions said, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ فَكَثِيرًا مَا يُؤْتَ بِهِ. May Allah curse him every time they bring him to be disciplined or punished. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَلْعَنُوهُ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْتُ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Don't curse him, because I know for sure that he loves Allah and loves his messenger. So don't curse him. Number three, being kind to them. Show them kindness. The person who is not practicing is like some person who has some kind of sickness. And he deserves your pity and he deserves your kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is telling Musa and Harun, Moses and Aaron, in the Quran to go to speak to Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, the same person who says, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I'm your Lord the Most High. The same person who said, Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghayri, I don't know of any other God for you except myself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa and Harun to go to speak to him. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Go and say a nice, a kind word to him. Maybe he will remember Allah or fear the presence of his Lord. قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. A nice, a kind word. And this guy is claiming to be a god. So imagine. Number four, not to expose them, to disgrace them in public. And to speak about them. Sayyidah Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, whenever someone did something wrong, a particular person did something wrong, and it was brought to the attention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would talk to the congregation and tell them, he wouldn't say, why did this particular person did so and so? He would say, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ يَفْعَلُونَ كَذَا كَذَا. Why some people do this and this? And he never names the person. He never gives his name in public. But he would talk collectively about some people. So he would teach the people, and the person in question also will be included among the people. Number five, giving the people advice in secret. Because advising somebody publicly is a sword of disgrace. You will hurt the brothers or the sisters' feelings if you talk to them publicly about correcting something in prayer or the way they do certain things. Talk to them in private, but not publicly. Umm Darda, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Man wa'adha akhahu sirran faqad zana, wa man wa'adahu 'alaniyatan faqad shana." Whoever gives advice to his brother in secret, he is honoring him. You honor your brother. But if you talk to him publicly, this is a sort of disgrace. You humiliate him. And again, you expect him to listen from you after you disgrace him ala ru'us al-ashhad, in front of all the people. Number six, if something bad happens to him and he is not practicing, don't feel happy in your heart that he is having a miserable life or he's having a misfortunate situation. Shamata in Arabic. Imam al-Qurtubi radiallahu anhu says, الشماتة هي السرور بما يصيب أخاك من المصائب في الدين والدنيا وهي محرمة منهي عنها. ففي حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تظهر الشماتة بأخيك فيعاقبه الله ويبتليك. And this is reported by Imam Tirmidhi, and he said this is a good hadith. The Prophet ﷺ says, when something bad happens to your brother, don't feel happy in your heart, because maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it from your brother and give it to you. Number seven, and this is very common. When you see someone who is not practicing, someone who is not praying properly or fasting properly, you look down upon him or you make fun of him. You make fun of him. And this is not acceptable. Ibn Atta al-Sakandari, one of the great scholars, used to say, رُبَّ مَعْصِيَّةٍ أَوْرَثَتْ ذُلًّا وَانْكِسَارًا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ طَاعَةٍ أَوْرَثَتْ عِزًّا وَاسْتِكْبَارًا. So this is very deep. He said, maybe if someone does something wrong, this will make him regret and feel bad in his heart, so he will make tawbah to Allah. This person would be much better than someone who is doing something good, then he feels in his heart like he's doing something big. He will stop doing good, and he will be proud, arrogant, because of the good deeds he is doing. So in the sight of Allah, the first person is better. So not every evil thing that happens is bad. It might lead to some good things. And not everything that good that happens is good, because it might lead to something wrong. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to accept our good deeds and to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. I ask Allah these blessings. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه said, إذا رأيتم أخاكم قارف ذنبا فلا تكونوا أعوانا للشيطان عليه. When you see your brother doing something evil, don't help the shaitan or the devil against your brother. تقولون اللهم اخزه اللهم العن. Don't curse him. ولكن سلوا الله العافية. Ask Allah to protect you from the evil he is doing, or to ask Allah for hidayah or guidance for him. This is what you should do. فَإِنَّ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كُنَّا لَنَقُولُ فِي أَحَدٍ شَيْئًا حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ عَلَى مَا يَمُوتُ فَإِنْ خُتِمَ لَهُ بِخَيْرٍ عَلِمْنَا أَنَّهُ قَدْ أَصَابَ خَيْرًا وَإِنْ خُتِمَ لَهُ بِشَرٍ خِفْنَا عَلَيْهِ عَمَلَهُ. We would never judge someone. This is Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he would say, we would never judge someone by his actions, but we